I'm setting it up. This is channel 2, right?
Channel 2, right. I'm setting up to make breakfast with 5 men before September 19th. So it's beginning with channel 2, right. I'm setting up to make breakfast with 4th of September 1979. This is channel 2, right. I'm setting up to make breakfast morning the 2nd of September. This is channel 2, right, and I'm setting up to make the story of Saturday morning, the 3rd of September, 1979. This is channel 2, right, and I'm setting up to make a breakfast for Saturday, the 3rd of September, 1979. Best one in hospital in the world, back in 20 years ago. Well, the potatoes that all been finished outfit companies, not in a mile of place, so it's been 11 minutes No joint, because it's not in any place. Sometimes I stay there, sometimes I stay with her brother, Fitz. He lives in New Jersey. Her name's Loretta. My other son's Fitz. Peter. K-U-S-E-I. My mother's name, Moon.
Yeah,
Yeah, right. No, I was enjoying the weather. Season anyway. Read your type. Yeah, okay. The apartment is in a private elevator and everything. In that family room. And that's servants and safety and all that. Yeah, I always touch me with mine to the wild eye.
That's you, wild
eye. I didn't tell him. That's a nice one, isn't it? You know why Sam lives in the old wild eye before here? hanging in the house. Over here in South Park. Okay. My great grandfather had three poker tables that he was selling out of mahogany. Beautiful. Round tables about this big. And brought them to New York, all three of them, distributed them among the family. And we have one, six thousand million, and the third one just disappeared completely. And we found it in the living house. And a couple of years ago, and we haven't been able to figure out how in the world it got there. She's just a, she's 85. She's pretty doing all. She talks nothing but news and other stuff. Yeah. Well, actually, she's my great aunt. She's my mother's aunt.
But still, your mother.
She's the same as I really like.
Well, I had it. I persuaded her to go to New York one time. Of course, she had to stay on the farm. You know, Uncle Fitz has a farm in Kenton, New Jersey. And, so when he went to New York, he stayed at the farm. He didn't go any closer. He's the reddest mother. Yeah, he's about 55, 70. Yeah, well, he's a big wig and everything, sort of. He's a, he's not good. He's not much the noble type, but he's into everything. He's, and 20, 25, and then it's time. That's the thing.
He's the one with the tennis.
He's got the tennis. Mm-hmm. He has tennis right there. And he has membership for it. For a tennis that he has. And the day he's got tennis training, he won't get him serious and get membership. You have to pay all those infant fees like everybody else.
That's the
tennis
club in New York.
Town tennis club?
The town tennis.
Yeah,
I thought
so. Mm-hmm.
That's a family thing, isn't it?
Yeah, my great grandfather started that. Built on top of the building. One of the buildings. It's forced to put right on top of the building. It's funny because all these guy-ass partners are on all four sides. When you go up the stairs of the bar, they're looking up in somebody's window or something. It's really weird. But yeah, you can't get in that unless you just really have to be born to make it. Yeah, they all think so. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's right. From the church.
And you'll know at one time, I remember that. Was it Debbie's thing?
Oh, yeah, she's living too. She's not lots of things.
Have you ever been single?
Oh, yeah, he's one lot too.
Yeah. Well, he's.
Do
you have before or after?
All the time.
Before he got in touch with
your
family?
Yeah.
Somebody said that if he was at the same time, and he wasn't going to see you if he goes up, if he finished that tennis game.
Mm-hmm.
I finished that.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they all do that. They all do that. They're both going to see. And my guys are right there. They always come out and they finish. You know, so they're low after the winning.
You can
on your calendar. Yeah, I know. But I don't know.
Well, you've been down to New York for this week.
I've been
going. Everything's
out of here. I know, every year I've been going to New York. I don't know about going this time.
But you got
plenty of things in there. Well, I usually do. This time I don't. That's the only reason why I know that too. Well, I'm going to go see Ellen. She's in Washington. But that's only halfway. So I'm not
halfway.
I don't know.
Yeah,
she said the same thing I did, but she was up for the parents, and he has got his dean working properly, so he's not going
to
be
there.
Yeah. And then you got to stay late. Clean up.
Be on time, all the time.
Be on call, I know. Well, he's supposed to have 3 months vacation this year, and I ended up in one.
On mountain
with 1 month? Danny was there all the time, but he was there for a month.
Then I heard Ellen and the other sister goes here?
Mm-hmm. Margaret goes,
all different places.
She has the private girls' club school, of course. And Caroline, she's in Danny school. And Kathy, she's already married. She's off in Oxford. Her husband is. He was a good friend of mine, and he's a graduate. He's got a Rhodes scholarship, and he's over there.
You know, Mamba, you know her too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, I have him. Better know Carl, her husband, better. Because I always knew him, too. I knew him before I knew him.
Well, me? He's been on his night now, but there's some somebody's doing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if I had all that money, it would be easy. Oh, yeah. He's been probably be giving me a lot of trouble, too.
He's
I don't know, maybe, but cares. You gotta be worrying about just fascinating her all the time. It's not enough for me.
Well, if you were connected to that channel now, you'd have full-time job with that, wouldn't
you? Well, I'd like to think not, but I don't know, maybe so. Well, yeah, I don't know. Next thing, I don't want to do that. I could be like Carl and just slip off the end and get away from him. You know, the other son-in-law. Yeah. Just do his wife and old man. But he's by those. He's died all the time, like this and stuff. He's old man.
We can't get somebody to come out here and just look at the place, just so we don't have to go in town. But I mean, just here, we don't know
about
it. And so you've been the only one who's been fooling us to look at the place, and we can have a basin of waste and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more than anybody can just tell you and buy it from you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. making a steady income. But see, if I already had all the money, then there wouldn't be any stress there. They could have to do something new.
Yeah, it would be
really nice. I was telling them I was telling them about the new movie that was awesome. Oh no, nothing. Okay. We're doing
well. I think you got in there and you got in the next time you were in the
family. Yeah, but I don't know how they're going to take that though. They might think I'm just climbing later. Just, he was really scared that nobody could and be on top. It turned out, you, from the outside, it looks like a lovely house. And inside it does too, but you look carefully, there's some walls, there's a couple of them, some windows, and all the lines, and things like that. And it looks like a lovely house. It could have been a lot. Yeah, Like one wall, in the back side, and some of the room, one wall, just leaning toward the thing, and all the in the front, they had a place for a window, and they left it flat. And they left a place for a window, and there wasn't any window there in the town. They just assumed there would be a window there. And so, turns out there couldn't be a window there, because that was the back of the refrigerator or something. And there was another wall behind me, so they couldn't put a window in there. So here's this hole in the wall, and from the outside, there's a corner of the house. And so they put a piece of plywood up there and turned it around and put ivy on it and made it look, So I wonder what these holes were doing there in the wall, but then contacted this guy about being in the room. They went in and put a room on the terrace and there would be a hole in the wall. They did it. The headman. Yeah, we had that problem. Came to put the roof in the house. It was, we had about two came in, most of the time. Just a whole back woodsman, they look like thugs to me, they're really rough. Anyway, the headman, regular for a fellow, but he, like we told him that we wanted to leave place depending on him and put him in the closet or something. We wanted to leave a place in the ceiling on the roof where the fireplace was there. For him not to reach that part, so that the roofing, if you come back later, moves it right up to the chimney so that it wouldn't leak. Well, if you put it in there and then you put the chimney up it, over it, so it would leak down the side. And, okay, I know all about those chimneys. And I'm really sorry, and I said, no, I've been doing it. And he didn't even listen. And there's a couple of other things, too. We had some gables inside the front part of the house. Is just a triangle thing, and then on the side there's some gables. And we had clabbered them boards on the side of the gables. And we had not four to sit over the top of each other. And so we came today, and we wanted the roof, we wanted to put the roof on the side, on the top of the building, because we thought it would be better to put the roof just up the side of it, climbing it up to the top of the building. And so we asked about that, we said, what about putting the roof up there? And since it's just a little distance up there, we thought we may want to begin to keep the water out better. And so it's kind of okay, but to do that, he had to tear out the hole. And he had to tear out all the flattening of the thing. And replace it with plywood. And he was saying, oh, yeah, I want to do that. in his car, and he was driving around. He couldn't walk around the line like a bear. But he did it, and then he didn't walk around at all. But now the fellow, the two, I got on the line, you know. The other fellow's doing the actual stuff. They were looking at that door, and they came in the first day. I thought we were going to be mugged in it for one guy was looking at all how he lost in the mouth out, and one guy had scars all this really rough of it. And it's a big, muscular guy. And the roofing shingles come in 110-pound bundles. We had the old types of he wanted the roofers wanted to put some things and stuff in there, and they didn't want to do so. And we wanted to get the old type of shingles. The regular type thing, you know. And he didn't like to see the whole thing around that. So anyway, I got out of there with that shoe. They turned out to be so sensitive to the water. Yeah, he was ahead of the river. There was a head man, the head time officer, even the guy was missing an eye. He was scared of him, yeah. He did a lot of work himself, didn't know that was going to happen. And I said, I don't know. But he was still so in control, so that's what he was going to do. Yeah, the other guy said they were just pulling things back and forth and cutting things, and he wouldn't be here anymore. Put a side foot on one side. It's supposed to be even if the roof came out off the W roof. And you can tap on the side foot. But we got a little bit off. And the side foot came off and the main roof came down about all the time. There's a little drop off. And I was a nice person, I was taken down, and I was a nice person, I was a nice person. He was blind to have somebody like me that we could talk to about the house and how they understood. He said that he was always complaining about telling contractors that they were expecting such a thing here and there and everywhere. So he went, like, I'm doing how he was. Except at the beginning, it was pretty a lot of stuff. It was pretty green, pretty much. Yeah, it was green, pretty heavy. And a lot of hair and big stuff, so it was a lot. So that got getting little and little things to do. But at the beginning, it was all big.
Yeah, he
was holding it. Yeah, he was holding it while I knew it. But, no, he didn't have it. It's awesome. He had the other thing. Well, he's a, that's so much common sense. When it comes to something where you need a longer time, we have to figure it out, just using common sense. And well, it's going to work and make a lot of sense to me as well. I put up a task board, so you still have to see the board, and you put up another one right beside it every time. So you have to mix up some time, so. We had all the instructions in there, and mixed up some tasks, and just shared some tasks, and I wanted to figure out how I was cutting out things for the task we were on the phone. And then I took some for us to go, and I came back. And then we shared some more out there on the class, and then we put a piece of tape up, piece of white paper, a piece of tape, a piece of paper, and we put it up and stick to the classroom. We got faster, and then you put some right over it, and you wait 24 hours, and you try and do another tape right over it. And then, you want to sand it all off, and you could just have it smooth as a gym, and you hold it, and you make it, and you put it back in the entire tape. You got the same with the nails, beat the nails in below the surface, and you turn off of that faster, and you make it faster. But for a while, they were. Well, it's just, it's we're down in the bathroom chair for a little bit. And there's the, even beeping nails and beeping nails. So, and some of the hairs are still there. And then, yeah, it looks like it was a tough deal. And it's tough to think of it, it's little. It's tough to talk about it. And so we probably learned about that. That's kind of the, what you have to do is, I got the pen for it from one of those fellows that was around. walking through and he's going to say, you got to make a ring, so. If you beat him with a hammer, so that it does go perfect, the head of the hammer will make a ring right around the head. And I said, if you make a ring, you show it's all right. And so we just sit down and we just stand up. And in fact, with the tape thing, that sort of ripple at first, and it was really quicker than to see where the line was. In general, you should see the top, but they keep the tape in and pass it over to sort of waving it, not smooth. But we've got that very much too. Just we passed it up too. And did it all, after we figured out, we did it all over. Again. Since it didn't matter, the only problem with doing it over is that we start making the walls thicker than the first two, but then the bathroom didn't matter.
So you did that, and then you said, the double line.
Yeah. If we had, I would live over to buy a fence or something, but I'm taking my time for my own fence. So yeah. The university back then was humongous. It was 80 rooms or something. I didn't know where they were. Oh.
Oh,
at least. The, you know how those children came down. They were just tremendous. Oh, yeah. Right across the street from the station right in the middle of the campus. The old Clinton Hall, 5 stories. And the ground floor is in the hall of Jesus Theater. For the study, and the hall, and the dining room, the dance room, the kitchen, and the bathroom, and the other bathroom, and the sitting room. And they're all much bigger than the one this year. They're big men. And the second floor, they're mostly bedrooms. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just 10 bedrooms in the front room. And the bathroom is not more than one room. And there's 2 more floors above that. There's more room. Well, the purpose of that was that when the trustees and the regents came and put up the meetings and big, meetings and all that stuff. And he was there, he was in his wife. He got one of the women, so he was in the rest of the house. And anyway, so I lived there during the summer, so it was kind of weird. I get off of that.
You
didn't have to pay the right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So after it was, I'd go over there. A guy heat up and yeah, I got in place there and yeah, that's why I was in the house. And by chance I was thinking about it. But I'd eat dinner with him and I'd go to college too, and I didn't
know.
That's right, that's right. But I never went over there with my other place. Although, she went back, you see. She never cared, you see what I thought. But I actually was a parent's mom, so I didn't know. But see, she came over to the house where we were working at.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go to the house,
No.
Well, that's
Well, I try not to when I could, but
I don't know what. I just figured that was the whole family was long
or something. No, they were on sometimes, but sometimes they're alone. I said, that's the only thing I said.
Good Lord, you come out of the home.
That's right. In fact, I nearly set up what I got for the car on a going to some of the fancy places. Well, I made the mistake of asking where she'd like to go to eat or something. She always forgot the swankiest, the most expensive place that she's always been used to going to. And it cost a fortune. Well, thinking about what it cost, kind of took the edge off what it tastes like. We went to the green room one time. Just like the Waldorf or something, just unbelievable. And if you mean you want to spend them $10, and then you get a hamburger for $10. So we got some fancy. Something that's $25 or something for that. Let's see, what was that? She's got, some foreign name, but anyway, it was founder and all the things over here. Let's get this second. Some foreign name for it. And that was $27 on the money. So I got a chef salad, which is a piece of steak. All of it is. Yeah. That was a great cast iron, back out of hand, but wow. For $12 or whatever it was. Well, I knew that was the day I took a day off. No, I don't remember what I did the next day.
Look, I was just sitting here getting lazy before.
No,
Yeah.
I would be real happy that the one time you got, we figured if you wanted to really make money down here, you'd go to breed horses or something. But I figured I'd say you.
No, I'm in the same thing up there. Well, the nice thing he gave me, put me on with him, but he gave me unlimited expenses and started taking them that I wanted. Yeah, including if he is a restaurant right there in town. And when I took her to eat there, I just tried to sit with him. And he didn't mind that, he said to. And so most of the time, he was like that. But occasionally, we'd run down to Chattanooga, 40 miles a day. And that was one of the times. And then we went to Atlanta, a couple of times. There was a few times that it really was awesome.
Is your whole family poker players from way back?
Yeah.
I remember your mother called up one day and said that she told you to come on home and bring your mom. She was poker game scheduled for that night.
Yeah, she plays, my dad plays, my sister even plays.
And your grandfather and your great grandfather before, I was thinking about the poker tables.
Yeah, they were great poker players. We have some old poker chips. We have the original chips that are ivory from way back there. And they've been marked on. People will write on things like, Jack Smith lost
$83, March 20th, 1921 or something like that. And the old thing just with these names, that friends of my mother's father and his father, something from way back, still on the chip. Or so and so got a royal flush on so and so tonight, and they're all still there. All those chips. And we always have played. Well, we never played. I've never ever known a game to be. To be very expensive on, so that you don't have fun. I played another kind of game at school, and it's not much fun when you have big stakes. You don't have it. You're concerned so much about your money, you can't enjoy it, or just enjoy company. And that's the way it's always is at home. We always play for pennies. You don't worry about losing a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, just to have fun. And that's what we always do at home. There's a regular group of friends that come over every once a month or something.
How many?
Six.
At a time?
Mm-hmm. Six or seven. Soldiers play the 6 or 7 best. So there's us. If my sister doesn't play, there's 3 of us, so we get 3 or 4 more.
Okay.
There's a regular set of people that come. We always just play for pennies.
So that keeps you in touch with Grime and Jim Brady.
Yeah.
You all don't help me at all.
Yeah.
That keeps you in touch. Phil Patterson. Phil had a strong sense of poker.
Really did?
Yeah, he did.
Hmm.
And he could, I don't know the terminology, but he could hold a flash.
Know what to do.
Put it down, yeah.
Well, they say, I never have been able to do it, but they say that you gotta play the big ones just like you do the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that playing for pennies down to the science near about. Just exactly how you have to do it, with what hand, and how much you have to bet, and when you can bluff and not. But boy, it's sure hard to do that for $20. If you're doing it for big stakes, you know, you don't want to bluff and have the chance of losing that $20. But they say that if you're going to play for big, you got to play it just the same way you do for the little money. Otherwise, you're going to lose.
Otherwise.
For sure.
Well, two, you see, like Phil, my mind was like to move two. And the family game with Nick is poker. And has been for all these generations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Don and Jim Brady.
Miss Chitty, you know Willie.
Much
better
than you don't know Miss Chitty.
We went over to the house.
I mean his mother.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, she's been coming over there. And she's one of the finest talkers. You see, you listen to her. And you don't have to ask her the color and all like that. She gives you all those things and then tells you how it goes. She puts it all in on her own. She does that stuff and then can't play out. And she's in 6th grade. And she doesn't.